All right, Kuf Pei Dalet. In Kuf Pei Dalet, we're up to the Rama and Sif Beis. The Rama says, "B'chol zeh loy mari el beves tatoli biyamim, aval loy beves tatoli b'shinoi haguf." It's a halacha of being pirish on the day that a woman sula. That's only true if she has a vest that's kavua according to the day. But a vest hatoli b'shinei aguf, that's the second concept, which is a vest that's totally in a physical symptom, which again is not so common because our women today are not kaveya vest usually, but there are still some women that have a vest kavua, that they have some physical symptom which accompanies the onset of the period. And that is also a kviyas vest, but such a woman, as long as she does not have that physical symptom, is not chayshe, she's not worried that she'll start to have a period. Many women, almost all women, I think, suffer cramps when they get their period, but that's not a vest. A cramp which a woman sometimes experiences under normal conditions, if it's a type of cramp, which she would sometimes suffer when she has a stomach ache as well, it's not a singular feeling that's associated with the period, so that's not a kviyas vest. And there's a second point, that is to be kaveya vest v'shinei aguf, for a woman to say that certain physical symptoms means a period is coming, is only if those physical symptoms always come in the same zman relative to the beginning of the bleeding. In other words, let's say she always gets cramps the same 12-hour period that she starts bleeding, so then that could be a kviyas if it's a singular type of cramp. But let's say sometimes she gets it during that 12-hour period, sometimes the day before, sometimes the aina before. It's not consistent. There are no three straight times where the structure of vest hakuf is the same. So then that's not a vest. And what it says here is that a woman who's kaveya for a vest for shinei aguf does not have to be chayshesh. It's a kula. She doesn't have to be chayshesh for a vest hayamim. The day she bleeds, if it comes with the physical symptoms, so next time that day comes without the physical symptoms, that's not called kaviyas vest.
What if it's kavua 2 days before?
It has to be the same aina. It's not up 2 days. It always has to be, let's say, then it could be a kaviyas. Then it's a kaviyas vest. If it's a type of cramp, which is a singular type of, she doesn't get the same type of feelings by stomach aches.
So she would be also from the conscious that that cramp 2 days before?
No, then she would always be also 2 days after getting it. Her kaviyas is that she gets it 2 days later. Now, Vayim Lekamon Simen Kuf Pei Tes, where this is discussed at length. And now the rest of this Ramah is a tremendous tumult in the Achrayim as to how to interpret it, what the Ramah is saying in the last three lines here. The Isha Shemeshanes Vesta Lahagdim Beza Gimel Yamin. Translate that as you will. I'll translate it literally. A woman who changes her vest, Lahagdim Beza Gimel Yamin, to go back 2 or 3 days from her normal cycle, she has a normal cycle of 30 and she goes back to 28 or 27, or to go later 2 or 3 days, so if she goes back 2 or 3 days, so then she has to be chayshish for the 2 or 3 days back. What does that mean? So the Shach in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, the Shach here doesn't explain it, but later where it talks about vest he explains this. The Shach says that the pshat is that, let's say she has a kviyos, she always sees on the 30th day, and 1 month she sees on the 27th day, so the following month she has to be chayshish for both her kavua, for lamid, which is she's kaveya for, and chav zayin. Okay, a woman who changes her vest once to go back or later, let's say 2 or 3 days, so whatever day it is, a woman who has a vest kavua, she's chayshish for the vest kavua, plus for the day that she was mishan.
And days in between, no.
And not the days in between. Now that's the Shach's Pshat. The problem with the Shach's Pshat that everybody asks is that what does the Ramah have to tell us? That's Pshita, it's a Gemara. Gemara, that's in Kuf Pei Tes. It says in Kuf Pei Tes, the woman who has a vest kavua, she's Mishana once, she's Chayshish for Hashinui. So it's very difficult to understand that the Chavis Das, now the Behuda, all have problems with this interpretation of the Ramah, that it's Pshita, it's not a Chiddush.
The Ramah is saying only with Beit Gimel Yamin.
Only? No.
There are less than Gimel Yamin.
Yeah. In Be'er Bahayva, a woman, how much is she going to be
Shana? The Salach would be even more, 7, 8, 9 days.
Yeah, I guess the Shach would say that the Ramah is talking in the Be'er Bahayva, he's talking in the normal case.
Why should she be cautious for this also? I mean,
You need a chazaka to uproot the other.
It's true, but remember, women. We're talking that women have a tendency to be kaveya. That was when these halachas were set up. Now, a woman is kavua for 30. She changed to 27. Why'd she change? Perhaps 27 is the beginning of a new kavua. At 27, that's why we're chayish for 27.
Wait,
that's the second pshat. This the first pshat. This is the shas pshat. I'm telling you. Now, the Ramaisha defends the shas pshat. He says that you don't find anywhere in Gemara or a Mechaber that a woman who's mishana vest earlier has to be chayish for the new one. We only find later, which means she normally sees the 30th day. And 1 month, the 30th day came, she didn't see. She bled on the 32nd. So that's what says in Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch that you're chayshish for 30 and 32. So you might argue that's because the 30th day passed and she didn't see. So she uproots her chazaka. But maybe she goes backwards and she goes back to the 28th or 27th. So maybe that does not mean you're chayshish for the new kviyas, for the new day that she saw. So Ramesha writes that that's the chiddush. That's how the Shach would say that's the chiddush of this Ramah, that even Lachanov.
But he
says Lahagdim by Lacher. It's true about Lacher, but the chiddush part is Lahagdim. Okay, to defend the Shach's pshat. The Neid of Yehuda, and I think the same pshat in the Crazy of Placey, says that there's a totally different pshat in this. The Chavis Dasia brings down all three pshatim, by the way. He brings a second pshat. And it means the following, that the Ramah is saying that a woman could be kaveh, we know a woman could be kaveh vest for a specific day. He says the Ramah is saying that lav dafka a specific day. Let's say a woman always sees on either the 27th, 28th, 29th, or 30th. Those 4 days, it's always one of those four, every month. So the chiddush here is, according to the Night of Yehuda, that such a woman is kavua for a span of days, up to Beis V'Gimel Yamim, I guess. L'Hagdim Beis V'Gimel. So up to that span, a woman can be kavua, that she doesn't have to be chayshesh for other days, to the exclusion of anything else.
How do you establish that theory?
Now the question is, how do you establish this? So the Chavis Das, maybe three times each within a cycle, it would be difficult. That's one of the difficulties.
Well, in 12 cycles, she never goes more than 4 days.
Yeah, like in 12 months, she has three of each of 4 days, which would be not a common scenario.
When she starts, it always starts.
Yeah, the bleeding always starts. Now the question is, how many months? Normally, a kaveh vest in 3 months.
Now,
basa tchilas haves, certainly. But now, when you go basa tchilas haves, how many? If she's kavua, if she always sees 28, 29, or 30. So how many months does it take her to be kaveh haves? So we would have to say pshat in the Yehuda. He doesn't spell it out. That it means in 9 months, she sees 3 times 30, 3 times 29, 3 times 28. Juggled up, so she'd be kaveya, and there would be a chumra that she has to be chayshish every month for all 3 days.
Also, as pshat in the Ramah, he says, "I in kuf beitez." In this pshat, it belongs in kuf beitez. It's like not given this is a different
verse. Yeah, it definitely belongs there. The question. Right. See, me that mitigate that takes away from the chaymer akusha. Ramah himself admits it doesn't belong here. All right.
But is it also the exclusion of Yom Kodesh? It's, let's say, a range of 36 to 39.
It would be a kula on that end, yeah. It would be a kula on the other end, that if you consider that a kvius, in a range of, let's say, 36 to 39, she would not have to be chayshish for an abeninis, the yama chaydesh, nachinam. It would be a kula on that end, and a chumra, and that she has to be chayshish for the whole span.
That's the second. Is the base gimel yamam dafka, or it could be any number of days?
It's, again, it's not clear, but I would assume that it has to be limited to base gimel yamam. It's not clear in the Noid Behudi. He's talking about specific, he's a shal tshuva safe. He's talking about a specific case. Where he used this as a kula, so it's not clear. I would assume it has to be basic gimel yamim. I don't know. Ramesha has this chiddush in his sefer, which is similar to this. Which is, I shouldn't say it's Ramesha's chiddush. Ramesha writes it. It's known as Ramesha's chiddush, but it's based on an earlier paskim that a woman who always sees more than 31, she always sees, let's say, 35 and more. It's not limited to 2 or 3 days. She always sees 35 and more. And there are women who have that thing. There are women who always see 40 and more. Who have long periods. So Ramesha says such a woman doesn't have to be chayshish for lamed alamed aleph, because she's kavua that she doesn't see on lamed alamed aleph, which is taking the kula of this interpret of the night of Yehuda and not the chumra. Taking the kula, not the chayshish lamed aleph, but she has no kviyos after 40 passes. She doesn't have any kviyos at all. And afal pikein, Ramesha holds that the woman who always sees a very long period, she doesn't have to be chayshish for 30 and 31 every month. All right, that's the second interpretation of the Ramah. The third interpretation is the Chavis Das, which I think is difficult to fit into the Lashon. But the Chavis Das says what the Ramah means. Let's say a woman is kavua, she always sees the 30th day. And then her cycle changes, she starts bleeding on the 29th. But it's a bleeding which continues into the 30th. Okay? Well, she starts bleeding the 28th, but it continues into the 30th. So what the Chavis Das is saying is that that type of change is not Oikar Lamed. We still assume Hakvias is to bleed on the 30th. Because this bleeding, she didn't bleed on the 30th. It's just that it started earlier. So that's it's a Veshena Kavua. And Achinami, you have to be Chayshish. If you change once for the Veshena Kavua, it's Peshita, like we said before. The Chiddush is that that's not Oikar, the vest of Lamed. That she's still Kavua. It's the end of the 30th, because the Shinoi of bleeding earlier, which leads into it, is not Iker a is not Iker the vest. That's the third shot. If she saw three times on the same day, then it would be Iker.
Even if she was
the Chiddush is that if it's three different days, if she's Iker, if she's Kaveya Nukvius, it will be Iker the Lamed. But if it's not a Nukvius,
then the halacha is you have to keep. This is a real thing.
No, if she's Iker three times without a Nukvius, then it's still Iker Kvius. Without establishing a new one, she becomes a woman who's a Veshena Kavua. Okay, normally.
So somebody has a
Kavua at 30. Oh, so 30 is a bad marshal.
Okay.
But that would be the same question again. I'm going to repeat. That's a different vest, it's not a different creature.
Yeah, the question that doesn't belong here, I guess, would still, yeah. The question in all these cases would still apply.
That's the first one.
No, it's still a kasha, it doesn't belong here at all. The Shastra is also a din investor.
If the Svara that she still saw down on the 30th, saying she was Kaveh a different day, why is it after the 30th? It was still a Riyadh. If you know that's called a Riyadh Dam, why was it?
Because a woman can only have one Kaveh. Pashtus, a woman can only have one Kaveh. And the logic that the bleeding kept on going, so that's a Kaveh, it's a good Svara, but it's not a good Svara when it's... when you have three that are the other way. That's a Gemara, Chavis Das. Okay, Siv Gimel. These halachas apply to a woman who's started having a regular period. But iktana, and this doesn't depend on age here, it means that she didn't, actually it depends on both. You need higiyala mehanurim, it depends on age. And v'loi havia simanim, she needs both to reach the age of 12. There's no takana of vest under the age of 12. And you also need hevia simanim. Ein tzarach lifraish samuch levesta. Kol zaman shalai kavasai gimel pamim. There's no din of being chayshish for vest kavua by a ktana, unless she's kaveya three times. V'adin lezakenish nestalko demeh. So the din of being pyrish from a vest she'ena kavua does not apply to a ktana, does not apply to a woman who's post-menopause, where she doesn't have a regular period anymore. Okay, we don't have the Shalok Tanim today, we don't have, because we don't marry off the daughters when they're that young anymore. Now, one Shiloh which I do want to put in here, which really belongs elsewhere, which we're not going to learn, is the Shiloh of women who are pregnant or nursing. Okay, in the time of the Gemara, women who are pregnant or nursing, women, it's interesting, women who nurse didn't bleed for 2 years. Now, it's still that way today, that a woman who nurses religiously will not bleed. Women who nurse and do get some periods, they have their period, but it's spaced at a greater interval. That's because they don't nurse religiously. You know, they have reasons to skip, you know, and let the husband give a bottle one time at night. A woman who nurses constantly will generally not ovulate, will not have a period. Now, in the time of Chazal, even if a woman did not nurse, generally, she did not get her period for 2 years after she gave birth. That was the nature of childbirth, that it affected a woman traumatically, and traumatic things generally affect the period. What? Even without nursing. They had a Dimei Nekes for Chaf Dalet Chaydish for 24 months. A woman who was pregnant did bleed in the first 3 months, which today is not the nature of a woman. It's already for 400 years that has changed. The Bach writes, in his time that changed, that today women do not bleed when they're pregnant, except in the first month there are some women who do experience a certain amount of bleeding, but it's less and less frequent. I guess the Shinei HaTevah is continuing. but there is a certain amount of bleeding for some women in the first month of pregnancy, which doctors attribute not to a regular cycle, but to the attaching of the tiny baby, if you can call it, to the wall of the womb, that when it attaches itself in the wrong spot, it causes bleeding. Now these two things are Shinei HaTeva. There's a basic question in the rules of Shinei HaTeva, basic machlaikis, as to how Shinei Teva, nature, change of nature, affects halacha. As far as the halacha of the Gemara is concerned, and the Shulchan Aruch, a woman during pregnancy for the first 3 months does have to be chayshesh that she'll get her period. For the first 3 months, let's say she's kavua, she sees on the 20th of the month, let's say she's kavua, see on the 20th of the month, so she would have to be chayshesh for the 20th of the first 3 months of pregnancy. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, it's not Rav Moshe's Chiddush, it's a Bachan in the Yehuda that Rav Moshe quotes, that the when we know for a fact that this Nishtana HaTeva, that nature has changed, so that changes the Halacha, not for Dairaises, but for the Rabbanans, it could change the Halacha, even Lakula. So that a woman who's not, who's pregnant, who knows certainly that she's pregnant, does not have to be Chayshish for her vest in the first 3 months of pregnancy. Naturally, the first month that she becomes pregnant, she doesn't know she's pregnant. She's chayshish for whatever it is, and as soon as that passes and she knows she's pregnant, so she can throw away the calendar for a little while. The she doesn't have to be chayshish for anything. A woman who's pregnant is nistalka dameha, she doesn't bleed, and she has no halachas. On the other hand, that's a kula for a pregnancy, it's a chumra for nursing. We know women who are after childbirth do develop a cycle, so being that after childbirth women do develop a cycle, so that's a shini hatava l'chumra. And then women do have to be chayshish for their vest when they're nursing. That is Ramesh's psak. In the Badei HaShulchan, he quotes Rabbi Kivega, who says that you don't say shinoi teva l'kula, and he paskins that way, and therefore he comes out, he doesn't hold of Ramesh's kula, that a woman who's pregnant doesn't have to be chayshish, that's a kula in shinoi teva, but he does hold of Ramesh's chumra. That a woman who's nursing, shinei hateva, that women do see and they have to be chayshish.
So it comes out. In order to be chayshish anything.
A woman who's nursing?
What do you take on?
She'd have to, no, while she's nursing, before she bleeds, there's nothing to take on. That's true. Once she bleeds the first time, there's no yam aflaga, you only chayshish lam lam and aleph. But Medina de Shulchan Aruch, when she bled the first time, you wouldn't have to keep lam and lam and aleph. You would assume that it just happened, but it wasn't, it's not a regular hormonal cycle. And the chiddush of the shinei of nishtana teva is that we see that she has her hormonal cycle, and we're afraid it will repeat. Okay, so that is, it's a machlaikis, it's a, I don't know, maybe it's a hashkafa machlaikis too, if you're saying shinei teva to change to change halachas lakula. I'm not aware, what? Say talamata to change it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
The first month after pregnancy, how do you start counting?
Before she bleeds the first time, after she gives birth, there's no counting. The question is, after she bleeds the first time, she gave birth, and 6 months later she has a period. So now the 7th month, do you have to worry about lamed, lamed aleph, etc.? So dina de gemara, you wouldn't have to, because we assume she won't bleed. And mishnah teva tells us that you have to. The Rebbe Kiva Ega. Rav Moshe quotes. Rabbi Kivega disagrees with this, but it's against the Nadir and the Bach. And Rav Moshe is that if Rabbi Kivega would bring down the Bach and disagree, it would be one thing, but he doesn't bring it down, so it could be that he missed the Bach. And
you would have to keep the Lamanel. You would also have to keep the day that it fell out.
Yom HaHaflaga.
Right. In other words, if it was 4 months, 4 months later, wouldn't you have to keep
no.
that?
No. In other words, she gave birth January 1st. She got a period May 1st, so that's 4 months. That's not a cycle, because the first bleeding was not a hormonal cycle. First bleeding was a childbirth bleeding. That doesn't go on the calendar. So now, when she bleeds on April 1st, it's like her first bleeding of her life.
Right.
And she worries from April 1st, 30-31, but no haflaga. However, if she bled April 1st, and then she bleeds on April 28th, so then she gets a haflaga of 28 days. Okay, so the second bleeding after childbirth, you have to worry about lamed, lamed, alef, and haflaga. The first bleeding, there's just no haflaga to worry about.
Because the previous bleeding was from childbirth.
Yes, and that doesn't go on the calendar. Okay, Sif Dalid. Regila lirais behane tachama. This is a common shaila. A woman who sees regularly at sunrise. Women were kavua not only for for a day of the month, they were actually kavua for a time of the day. She sees at sunrise, well, like Kimlan Shapir, and one morning the baby didn't wake up early, so she got to sleep here sunrise, and she's bleeding. She sees that she has a period, so she doesn't know, did the period come during the night or did it come after sunrise? Eina asura ela b'yayim. She can assume that the period came by day. Zot shach yod gimel. Why? The kiva and the vest is midrabanan. Since the halach of kviyas vest is a drabanan, have a lay suffic drabanan lakula. Vein tzarech lifresh ela b'yayim shehi vadei b'mei nidas harash. The Rush says, since it's a suffix, so we go lakula. She only is chayshish for the day she knows for sure. Ratzalaymer dafilu ras akaidem and etzachama. Now let me tell you this, Ratzalaymer. He's coming to Bavar and Akasha. We have a rule. We don't say suffix drabana lakula when it causes a tarti disaster, when it causes a contradiction. Here you can say, well, we don't know if she saw by night or by day. Did she see by night? Suffix drabana lakula. Say she saw by day. Did she see by day? Suffix drabana lakula. Say she saw by night. Either way, you know, when it comes to 30th day from that night, we'll say Sof Drabanan Lekula. From that day, we'll say Sof Drabanan Lekula. You can't do that. Right? It's like the Ranz Marshall of Heseba by the Seder. We do Heseba by Arba Kaisis. There's no such sheet in the Gemara. You only need Heseba by Shtei Kaisis. But the Shah in the Gemara, which two? Is it the first two Kaisis or the last two Kaisis? So since it's the Ibayat Al Yeshuta, we don't know which the Mishnah refers to, the first two or the last two. So we do a seva by all four. So the Ran asks, why? Suffik Rabbana Lekula. By the first two kaisis, it's a suffik. If you buy the Leif Shetan the Gemara, you shouldn't have to do a seva by the first two kaisis. By the last two kaisis, Suffik Rabbana Lekula, you shouldn't have to do a seva. So the Ran says, since your vadai being oiker, the whole din of a seva, so you don't say Suffik Rabbana Lekula when it causes a contradiction, a tati disaster. So the Shach is bavarni. Same thing here. You can't say Suffik Rabbana Lekula, you know, if she saw by night or by day. Which one is it? Either one is Safed Rabbana Lekula. So the Shach answers, no, Ratzalaymer. The Filo Rasa Kaidim Hanei Tzachama Mekomokim Hayayim Hayavadei Bimei Nidas. Masha Enkein Halayla Hayabisafik. That there's a logic to it. The day, she was certainly bleeding. The night, we're not sure if she was bleeding. So therefore, we attribute it to the day. V'chein Pirshu Achreinim. L'fizel L'gila L'reis Bein Hashmashis V'leikim Lani Kaidim Haylachar Halayla Eina Asura Ela Balayla. Why is this? If she's regila liris bein hashmashes, v'kalei kimla nikaidim alachar alayla, eina asura ela balayla. Why should this be? Because it's talking about bein hashmashes, the layla is later, and the yayim is earlier. So now you don't know when she started. So layla, she was certainly bleeding. Yayim is not certain. So we have a reason to attribute it to layla, so even though logically, as far as the odds are concerned, it's no better, the odds are still 50-50. But that's the rule of Thailand. It's a halacha in Sinyara Day also. That with Thailand. Yeah.
Is this Mechaba talking about where she discovered the dam and she doesn't know when she discovered it?
Right.
Or she discovered it Zecha by day, but she doesn't know when.
She discovered it by day and she doesn't know when the bleeding started.
She discovered it by day, but she doesn't know when it started.
His Tushtel Tabayin Hashmoshes, though, it sounds to me like in Gidal Livers, Bahamir Sakhamla, that she normally sees at this time that we don't know if it's Yoyim or Lila. Not that she doesn't know
when. Both. It's actually both. Okay, I'm cheating because it's a sif later. But. It's both. It's your cost of both. Yeah.
What if making early would be Kaveya Vest and that would be Lakula?
If making earlier would be Kaveya Vest. And she saw twice the previous.
And this one, if you make it earlier, you save her 3 days of being Parish by being Kaveya. So she had several things she was kosher for.
It's interesting. There's a reverse case in Gemara. And I'm not sure what the halacha would be in that case. There's a reverse case where she has Lamed, and then she has Chavtes going into Lamed. So that's Kaveya Vest, the Lamed. So what? Now his question is, she saw Chavtes, and then she's not sure if it's Lamed or Chavtes, because the bleeding was continuous bleeding. It was a Suffet. So I'm not sure. Two times is probably not a reason to say it was Chavtes.
It's the cool in the sense.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can play with it that way. I mean, it works out to be a cooler, but by uncircumstance.
And what if it's after 3 times?
After 3, you would definitely attribute it to the vest. There's no question. Then it comes in the time. Okay. Okay. The
Bein Hashmashes
of
what did she see?
Like,
she
snapped short. If she started bleeding at the day, the previous day, or the following night. So you attribute it to the later time.
That's why she
yeah, she's not sure. She was You know, you ask her what time she saw her, she doesn't know exactly. Okay, this happens. Women who have by Vashena Kavua, women who find that they're bleeding, they're not sure when it was. So we go with this rule that you put it into the latest into the later time.
But there's something over here that she normally sees by day and now she's not sure.
Why? Oh, give it will be Kavua. Yeah, yeah. No, Ben Hashmash is Suffolk Yam, Suffolk Lila. That's what Ben Hashmash is. No, she found Ben Hashmash is used to mean at a time that we're not sure if it's night or day. She doesn't know, was it time, night, or was it day? Okay. Yeah, but you would have to get an owner to the owner before. You know what I mean? If you considered it a day, then you have to get an owner before to that. So it's true, the fact is it's a safety thing that with the Kosar Zeruah, at least you're protected from the Ikaraina. It's true. Okay. Okay, there are a lot of more halachas that are going to get to Vestas. The reason I skipped, if you have your photostats, they skipped now to Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, is because most of the halachas of Vestas are not negay, our women today are not kavua. And I should mention one thing that has a slight similarity to that, a common shayla about women who get who stain and then get their period in the following aina, which day goes on the calendar. Let's say they stain by day, and then they get the flow that night. So which day do you mark on the calendar? The day that she stained? Or the night? Normally a stain, samim, don't go on the calendar. If a woman stains, she doesn't have to keep lamin lamin aleph. That's not her regular cycle. Now, if she stained by day and got a period by night, what would go on the calendar would be the day. Ramesha writes, because we assume that the staining is the beginning of the flow, being that the flow immediately followed. However, if she stained on Sunday and bled on Tuesday, or even if she stained Sunday by day and bled Monday by day, so there was a clean aina in between, then I believe, and Ramesh doesn't spell it out, I believe then we would put Monday on the calendar.
Okay?
It doesn't matter if she's tamei, she has to go to mikvah, stain doesn't go on the calendar. Only a cycle. The calendar is a chayshish for her cycle. Her cycle doesn't cause staining. The normal cycle doesn't cause staining.
Even though it's a big stain?
Even though it's a big stain and she has to go to mikvah and everything, that doesn't, there's no lamed lamed aleph from a stain. That's the lashon of the rule. Okay, k'samim ein behem mishum vestais, the stain doesn't go on the calendar. Except if the stain immediately precedes the bleeding, the immediate aina preceding, so then we would say that that's Ramesha writes, that's an onset of the period, and we put on the calendar the time of the stain. Okay.
You say you'd have to within that 12-hour period?
Or? No, the following. It would be the same, it would be irrelevant, because we mark down on the calendar the 12-hour period.
I mean, we say the 12-hour period, 12 hours, or is it just a period of other day about
that? Yeah, I don't mean 12 hours. I mean the it could be 23 hours later, but if she bled in the morning, and then if she has stain in the morning, and she bled when before sunrise the next day, yeah, I don't mean 12 hours. I mean
the
day.
Staining is really like the death of the egg.
Staining could come for many reasons. Okay, there's no death of the egg. The death of the egg, a woman urinates, the egg comes out. It doesn't cause bleeding. It just allows the normal cycle of the drying up to start. A woman, the egg passes in the middle of a period. She's tar when the egg passes. Okay, that starts a cycle which causes the drying up of the uterus. And it's a cycle which a woman could see on her own body, that it dries up, the whole area dries up, and eventually the walls crack and start to bleed. Now, staining could come for many reasons. It's not Davka that it comes for that. Okay. Now, Kuf Tzadik Vav. Kuf Tzadik Vav is probably the most negeya dikasim in Hilchas Nida. This is the 5 and 7. The regular monthly cycle that a woman bleeds and she's chayshish for 5 and 7 and what she has to do, etc. So zakta mechaber dina levishas halibun ubidikasa. The rules of levishas halibun of donning of the white ubidikasa and the rules of bidikas. Shivas yamim shehazava seferes. I mentioned this in the first year that we keep 7 days of nikiyim. That's because of a zava, because we're chayshish that our women are zavais. And that's the din of Shiva Nikim. It's an inaccuracy, technical inaccuracy, to say a Nida has to keep Shiva Nikim. Just today, there's no difference between Nida and Zava, so we call everything a Nida. But if you're learning Gemara and you see a Nida doesn't need Shiva Nikim, that's because it's inaccurate. A Nida doesn't need Shiva Yamim, but she doesn't need Shiva Nikim. A Zava needs Shiva Nikim. So the 7 days Shah Zava Seferis, that a Zava counts, Maschile Mimachras Yom Shapaskabai, begins from the day following when her bleeding stopped. So So the day her bleeding stopped, we do not say mitzvah sayem kekulay, as opposed to other areas in halacha. If she stopped bleeding Tuesday, middle of the day, we don't say mitzvah sayem kekulay. The rest of the day was clean. Shiva nikim has to be shiva yamim shleimim, 7 complete clean days. The kach mishpata, and this is her rule. Im tira beiz yamim ay gimel, let's say she bleeds for 2-3 days, upaska mili, right? And then she stops bleeding. By dekes, b'yayim shepaska. She makes a bedika on the day that she stops bleeding. And this is ma'akev. She needs a bedika before she begins the shiva nikim. Kedei shetifseik betaira, that's called a hefsek taira. Tifseik betaira, she breaks a chazaka. She had a chazaka that she shefas, that the makar is pasuach. Kedei shetifseik betaira, she should break that and get a cheskes taira. Ubedukazu tiya samach lebein hashmashes. The Machaber says that this bedika of hefsek taira to start shiva nikim has to be close to the evening. It's an important issue. When the bedika of hefsek taira has to be, Machaber says samuch lebein hashmashes. The Rama says v'chein aygin lachatchila. Certainly, lachatchila we try to do the hefsek taira bedika close to nightfall. It has to be by day, but close to nightfall. B'di'eved afilu leipodka atzmarak shachris u'matza atzma tahira sagi b'kach. It's enough if a woman made a bedika even in the morning, that is good enough. That's what says the Rama. Okay, the bedika does not have to be in the morning. Now it's in her interest to do the bedika later, because if she bled during the day, then she'll catch the dam, clean it out, and she'll still be able to do a hefsek tahara. If she did a bedika in the morning and there's blood in her body, she'll find it tomorrow morning in the bedika and she'll ruin one of the shiva nikim.
But it's hard to say that it should be closer. If you have to break a chazaka, so what do you mean when you break it?
What's the svara to say it has to be samuch?
Right.
I'm not sure, but there are shayim that hold that it's makif. That should be later. Okay, I don't know. I have to think about that. What the svara is, I'm not sure.
Why is it 2 days that you have to count?
As a matter of fact, just excuse me for a second. If you look in Shach Beis, he says Hainu miyam beis miriyasa ve'elach. La halacha, if she does a bedika, she bleeds. She does a bedika the day she bleeds, day number one. She'll keep 5, but she does a bedika day number one. After she bled, she's clean. And it's common, a woman does it because she's curious what's doing, and she says she's clean. And then 5 days later, she forgets to do a hefsek tahara, so then that bedika is not good. The bedika shachris on the day she starts to bleed is not good. If she does the bedika on the day she starts to bleed, which is not common, then it would be ma'akev that it be kasamach lebein hashmashes. On the other days, a woman on the second, third, fourth, or fifth day of the 5 before the 7, if she does a bedika any day, she's tar. If a woman has a shayla, calls with a shayla, she's got to do a hefsek tahara. So the first thing a rav asks is, did you do a bedika this morning? Did you do a bedika yesterday? If you did a bedika, even out of curiosity, to check, and it was clean, then that is a good enough hefsek tahara. Okay, it does not have to be that the hefsek tahara was samach lebein hashmashes. Except b'yam riyasa, which Shach says, which is again not a common thing. The svara, I have to think about it. Not sure.
If she's so 1 day and she made a bedika, and then she counts four more days and then she didn't do the bedika,
First day that she bled, she did a bedika samach lebein hashmashes, then that bedika would be good enough for a hefsek tahara 4 days later. Yeah. If she didn't bleed in between.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But if it's not been hashmashot, then
okay. No, it has to be in michik tana. It has to be in the last, let's say, 2 hours before.
Okay. I don't understand this case of blood for shachris. I mean, normally she's supposed to do it before finish.
The hefsek tahara right before finish mashes. B'di'evet, if she did it that morning, it would be good enough. The previous morning.
Previous morning,
okay? Mm-hmm. Following morning will be good for the following day. Wouldn't help for that day anymore.
Even for a stain?
Even for a stain, yeah. The women, many women, for the maichdachuk, which we'll learn about, many women use a tampon, which is mutter. It's more comfortable for some reason. The tampons just happen to be more comfortable. They use a tampon which they put in for a maichdachuk. A maichdachuk is not good enough for a bedika. This bedika you need besides the maichdachuk. Okay, a maichdachuk is good. If you wipe and leave, the woman leaves the bedika cloth in for a maich, that's good. But a woman just puts a tampon in, samach lebein hashmashes, without a bedika, without wiping the vagina, that's not good enough. A woman, before she counts shiva nikim, has to do a bedika, which means she has to wipe the inside of the body. Okay, otherwise there could be blood left there and it came out with the urine and she'll never catch it. So the bedika, when we say you have to have a bedika of hefsek tahara, that maichdachuk is not good enough bedika unless there's some wiping at that time. Ulaylam yilmid adam b'sech beisai shetahei b'idekes b'yayim hefzik tarasa b'meich dachuk. The Chabba brings down that a woman on the day of a hefzik tara does a bedika with a meich dachuk. She also puts a meich, means a piece of cloth, dachuk pressed in. B'shehei sham kol b'en hashmashis. Has to be there the entire b'en hashmashis. Shazu ha-bedika ma'itziya midei kol safik. This bedika is the best thing. As you realize from the Lashon, the Mechaber is saying it's not ma'akiv. It's a better thing to do. It's a rule, it's not ma'akiv. But that is the proper thing to do. It should be the whole Bein HaShemashis. Today it's a question, since we have so many machlokes and when night starts, it's a question, what's Bein HaShemashis? Bein HaShemashis is supposed to be 13 and a half minutes. But since we don't know when night starts, so the custom is to put it in before sunset and to leave the meich in for till Vaday Lailo, which is depending on which shita. Chassidim would leave it in for 72 minutes. Those who keep Matzah Shabbos, who keep 45 or 50, certainly don't have to be machmer by meich dachuk, which is only a chumrah, more. And a woman who gets irritated certainly doesn't have to leave it in more than 13 and a half minutes, which is real Bein HaShemashis.
The question is which 13 and a half?
Which is which? So it depends. A chassid who keeps the Reino Tam's man would be the last 13 and a half minutes before the 72. Somebody who keeps Shkia would be the first 13 and a half. It depends on what your custom is. So this is the halacha of a meich dachuk. And here's an interesting Ramah. Okay, the halacha is a meich dachuk, and Bedika we'll still get to, because that's the theme of the simen. This Ramah is interesting not only for Yeridaya, but for Arachayim as well. Yesh Aymer. Let's say the shul in town, you have to remember today we have 20 shuls, 20 shuls, we have 100 shuls in town, and you can get people davening Maariv when other people are davening Mincha, or even before other people are davening Mincha, and that's not an exaggeration, right? There's some shuls that can daven Maariv right after sunset, and some shuls that 40 minutes later are davening Mincha. That's not really the way it should be, really. Yeah, it's true. Now, really it shouldn't be that way. Really, a tzibur is supposed to have one shita. So, what? Which one? It's very difficult to define a tzibur. It was easy until modern times. A tzibur was people in the same city for generations. Today, how do you define a tzibur? Is people who keep to one shul, are they a tzibur by themselves? In theory, they are, but it's difficult, you know, it's difficult to be mechayef people to keep to a minigat tzibur when we have such a challenge. In small communities, it would still be that way. Yeah, Broya's community certainly is as a din of a tzibur. They keep themselves to their own minhagim. A chassidim, the same thing. A chassidim who keep Baba v'chassid or Samar chassid, Lubavitch chassid, they have to keep the minig of Lubavitch or Samar, even when they go to Florida. Right? But today it's difficult. But anyway, the Ramah says, Mispalu akol arvis. Let's say somebody is in a place where the shuls daven Maariv already. Everyone makes an early Shabbos, right? They davened early. But I am Gadol, the sun is still up. Did night begin yet? So the Ramah says, this is the Trumas Hadeshin, the Ramah says, Eini yachayla libdaik oz. It's night for bedikas. She can't do bedikas anymore. Lilvaish levanim, to put on the white, to start the shivaniki. And will haskel libdaik miyam amachras, meyachad hakol kvar osu oisai laila. This is the Trumas Hadeshin's chiddush. This is not Dafka Shabbos, Trumas Hadeshin. Anytime the tzibur davens Maariv early, it becomes night. That's Trumas Hadeshin Shita. This is mentioned in Arachayim, the Trumas Hadeshin holds that if the person davened Maariv early, if the kohol davened Maariv early, and a man remembers he didn't put on tefillin that day, you can't put on tefillin anymore. Because when you daven Maariv, halachically it's night. I mean, the sun's still out. But halachically it has a din of night. And this is only within the last 2 hours or 2.5 hours before. More than Mechiktani, you can't make it. You can't daven Maariv. More than Plag Mincha, you can't daven Maariv. This would only be within the last period of time before nightfall. This is the sheet of the Trumas Hadesh. V'yeshayim rim demutter. Ramos says, it's not so posh. Some say it's demutter. Afilu also I call Shabbos. Even when you makabel Shabbos early. But if the woman did not make Efsitara, and it's still day, it's before sunset on the clock, so the second sheet holds that you could still make a hefzik tara. How do we paskin? Dr. Ramah, Nayagin lechatchila, lizaher. Lechatchila, a woman should make a hefzik tara before you go to shul to daven Maariv. Okay, certainly if a person goes to a regular shul and he did Makabal Shabbos early, so his wife is bound by that Kabbalah, Pashtus. So a woman should make a bedika for hefzik tara Megan lechatchila lizaher, to do Hefsiktara before then, but the Eved ain't lachish. But for the Eved, if she forgot, you could align the Mekilim and do the Hefsiktara afterwards. Okay? So it comes out with chayshish for the two shitas. So let's say Yom HaKabal Shabbos, what time do we daven in the summer? 7? Yom HaKabal Shabbos 7, the sunset is 8. So a woman should do one bedika before Kabbalah Shabbos, that's before 7, and another bedika before 8. To be yaitzeh l'chatkhila of doing a bedika samach l'bein hashmah, samach l'erev, really the one bedika before 7 will be enough. Now how long does she have to keep the mechadachuk in? So in Badei HaShulchan he has a chumra, he says, since we're chayshish for both, so you have to put it in before 7 and leave it in until Badei Laila. Now I think that here, if you think about it, he's right in Lomdus. You have to be chayshish for both, but a mistake in the calculation. It would seem to me it's enough she should put in the Hev Maich Dachuk before Kabbalah Shabbos, take it out 10 minutes later, you have to do Kabbalah Shabbos. Let's say the Kabbalah Shabbos 7 o'clock, it's Mimchus, 7:15 is Kabbalah Shabbos. Put in the Maich right before Kabbalah Shabbos, leave it in for 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, take it out. You're being yaitzeh to the first Shumas Adeshen Shita. Then later, when it's sunset, to do a regular Maich Dachuk. And that's a way to be yaitzeh both Shitas. There's no reason to leave the Maich in for that span. There's no Shita holding you to Maich Dachuk then. It seems that that's
first set of 15 minutes was not Benash Moshe.
Well, if you hold that's Lila, if you hold Kabbalah Shabbos makes Lila for some reason, the Shema Sedeshan tells the Kechidish.
There is no Benash Moshe.
It's instant. Okay, if you can get the exact minute, when I say 10 minutes, because the woman at home doesn't know when they're saying Baruch Hu, but when they're saying Mitzvah Shilayim HaShabbos.
Yeah, just for that minute.
If she knew, just for that, yeah, that's all come out.
Okay.
A woman who gets irritated certainly doesn't have to do it. I mean, it's okay. Yeah. Same thing. Same thing. It'll be the same. Then we would consider it today because we passed the vehicle like the second sheet. Okay, now, there's a question. Let me just finish, and I want to get to interesting machlaikas here. Some women have a custom. They made a hefsek tara before Baruch Hu. And then, in other words, if the original bleeding was in such a time, which was after Baruch Hu, in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim, she started bleeding again. So then, when it's ready in the Shiva Nekiyim, then they're saimach on the Mekilim l'chatchila to rely that if they mess up the Shiva Nekiyim, not to have to lose another day. The Chayshvin Davarzel L'Diyeved. They consider L'Diyeved when it's Tech Shivan Nekiyim Ve'ein Lim Chayz B'Yadam Ki Ken Kiblu Me'ezah Chacham Sh'ayu Lehem V'Minig V'Sikin. Alright, when they're already having Agmas Nefesh in the Shivan Nekiyim and they mess up, that they don't have to take on the Chumrah of the Chumas Hadesh. Okay, now here is an interesting Shailah. When we say we pass in Beikah like the second Shita. What's the second Shita? Look at the second line of the Ramah. Afilu Asu HaKohol Shabbos. Even in the shul, they did Makabal Shabbos, so she could be Makel and do a Hefsek Tara later. Why does she was Makabal Shabbos? So we have a Machlokes to Shach and his father here, in Shach Dalid. Okay, let's see Shach Dalid. Afilu also HaKol Shabbos, Gehi Taisvis L'Shaich L'Nyin Nida. I think most of us would understand it that way. Why does Taisvis Shabbos have to do a Nida? The Tzar Chav Dalid Shais. It's a day of 24 hours. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos early. We don't eat matzah, we don't start to say there, it would be nice if we start to say there early, not to go to sleep so late. No, we don't do that. Akal Shein Ogur B'Shem Ariel, Mashmid Dvarav, Mekol Ha'alim Rayis, Da'af Al-Fisha, Spala Lohi, Gamkein, Vosas HaShabbos Mutter. So Shah says, all these Rayis indicate that even Shidav and Ma'ariv, it will be the same thing. L'fizeh, Mashakosav HaRav, Da'filu also Akal Shabbos. According to this, what the Ramah says, even if the Kohol made Shabbos Hachikamen, Ha'filu also Akal, Gamkein, Shabbos, V'gam Hi. Doesn't matter. Kabbalah Shabbos has nothing to do with making it like. V'agayin avi ma'irizal lo'ikosav kem b'tshuva lo'ikosav de l'harav imispalu lo'hi arvis ein lo'hokel afilu diavet kibul akamon soy simishinayin evet. The Shach's writes that his father disagreed with this. His father said that if she's makabel laila, Shabbos tafka. Avi Meiri b'tshuva because the Rabbi Mispala he arvis. It seems even during the week lav dafka Shabbos. What? Shabbos she'd be makabel hadlokas neiros. Nachinami, you wouldn't need maravim. Nachinami. The Kabbalah of the Tzibur is stronger than the Kabbalah of the Yachid. But the Kabbalah of the Tzibur and the Yachid is stronger than the Kabbalah of the Tzibur without the Yachid. That's what he's saying. It's not true necessarily. Once this man comes, if she lights too early, it's not a Kabbalah. But if she lights after plag, then it's a machlaikis haga'inim, really, even if a Tanai helps. Okay, there are those who hold that a Tanai helps. Mishnah Berurah says, B'makom Tzairich, it could be Mekel. But if you learn the Makairis, it's difficult to be Mekel, because it's the Ga'inim, right, that you can't make a Tanai. The earliest sources say you can't. It's not so posh that you can make a Tanai. So if you hold you can't make a Tanai, then lighting candles is definitely Kabbalah Shabbos. If you hold you could make a Tanai, then Stoma, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Not always. Now this is an interesting machlaikis. I'll digress for a minute just to understand the you know, Kabbalah Shabbos. Yesterday, somebody asked me, actually Friday night, somebody was Makabel Shabbos, Bepeh. They said they're Makabel Shabbos because there's a chumrati Makabel Shabbos Bepeh. It's a ritvaz shita that Kabbalah Bepeh, even though it's not brought down the paiskim, but it's a chumrah that many B'nai Torah have. But he accidentally did it before Mincha. So he asked if he could daven Mincha. So I told him was that you can't daven Mincha anymore. You're Makabel Shabbos, even early. So it affects Kabbalah, it affects the davening of Mincha. You can't daven Mincha. So you should daven Maariv Shtayim to make up for Mincha. Okay, that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not a Kabbalah. The question is that we seem to be being a little inconsistent. Sometimes we find that when you Makabel Shabbos early, it makes a Shabbos. Like Avi Mincha, we say it makes a Shabbos. There are other areas where it doesn't make a Shabbos. Okay, somebody mentioned Lagabe, what was it, Erevin Chateris, that you can do still if the Kabbalah Shabbos before Laila. There are other areas where it's not Shabbos. What? Amir Lakum, okay. Bishvus Ben Ashmashis. Lutzarch Mitzvah. Amir Lakum. So I looked into this a little, and I think I came up with an interesting rule, which really it's not something I just came up with, but it applies here. Let me tell you three Magen Avrahams. Okay, the Dagom Ravava in Arachayim Tzechen Su this Shach to a Machlaikis Magen Avraham in the Taz. Okay, the Dagom Ravava is in Simen Tuf Reish Samaches in Arachayim, and he goes in the following Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that if you makabel Shmini Atzeres early, now we're talking now in Eretz Yisrael where Shmini Atzeres they don't sit in the sukkah. Okay, in Chutz Laretz most people do sit in the sukkah except the Chassidim. So let's say you don't sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And you do sit in the sukkah, Hashanah Rabbah, it's sukkah. You makabel Shmini Atzeres early. Can you go home and eat outside the sukkah? So Magen Avraham says, you can't eat anywhere. If you makabel Shmini Atzeres early, so you can't eat out of the sukkah because it's still sukkahs. You can't eat in the sukkah because you can't make a Leisha Vasukkah when you make Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres. You say, B'yom Shmini Atzeres is there, and then say Leisha Vasukkah, it's a stira. So the Magen Avraham says that you can't eat at all. No sense in making Shmini Atzeres early. The Taz writes on the Magen Avraham, Lama Gaza Tainis Chinam. Why is he saying that you can't eat? The Taz says, you makabel early, that's it, it's Shmini Atzeres. Even Lakula, you can eat outside the sukkah. That's the psak of the Taz. So, what? That's like saying, if you daven Maariv early, Amitzoy Shabbos, you can do Malacha. No, because there's no din of Tosfos Chayil. Here it's the din of Tosfos Yomtiv, which gives you the ability to draw the kula backwards. Okay, it's a kula. You're infringing on another yomtiv. Okay, that's a problem. It's a kula, but what he's saying is that this concept of Tosfos Shai, he clearly would fit with the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen. That the concept, at least not Lagabi Mara, but Lagabi Shabbos, that you can stretch Shabbos, you can make a longer Shabbos or longer yomtivs. So you could. There's an ability to stretch. That's one machlaikis, which in Dogma Ravava, as I said, Sechen Su to this. Machlaikis to Shach and his father. There's another Machlaikis in Reish Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. The Magen Avraham says that if you Makabel Shabbos early, even if you makabel Shabbos early, like many of us do in the summer, you should be careful to eat a kazayis of challah after Shkiah. Okay, you go home, you make kiddush right away, but you should be careful to eat toiv lahachmer. He doesn't say obligated, he says toiv lahachmer. A person should eat a kazayis of bread when it's vade laila. The taz is not in reish samazayin, it's in reish tzadik aleph. He's matmi on it again. This little shitasa. He says, what do you mean? You make Shabbos early. You make kiddush early. Davi shmein esrei early. Why can't you eat the challah early and it's good enough for Shabbos? The second machlaikas. There's a third place.
What did you say about sphira?
One second. Okay. There's a third place. It's in Simen Tuf Tzadik Aleph. By somebody who is eating on Moitzoi Pesach. The eighth day of Pesach. We make in Shul Simchas Yantif. And you get carried away, right? It goes past 72 minutes. We're still sitting here. We didn't have a ma'ariv, right? So now it's an hour and a half. It's after Shkia. It's already 20 minutes after Pesach. And somebody comes in with pizza from the pizza store, right? We didn't have a ma'ariv yet. Pizza store, somehow they get instant chametz, right? So he comes in. He brings in chametz. He wants to serve chametz at the Simchas Yantif for Pesach. So Magen Avraham says, you can do it. It's ice yantif, this man passed, it's Lila, you can do it. Here the Taz is Matmiya again, but here the Taz is a Chumrah. He is saying, what do you mean? For you, it's Taisus Yantif. You're adding to Yantif after, for you, it's still Pesach. So here again, we have really the same Achlaikis. The Taz says, when you add to the Yantif, it's still the Yantif. Magen Avraham says it's not. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Menshin Brachis, Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos, Berav Shabbos. The Gemara says that Rav made Kiddush. Gemara says, why did they tell me to ask Rav? They saw you daven Ma'ariv early. Asked him, what about Kiddush? He said, Kiddush too. So we see that you can make Kiddush. Kiddush is Daraisa. You can make in Taisa Shabbos. Wasn't Magen Avraham saying that Taisa Shabbos is nothing? So I would suggest the following rule. We have to see if it fits everywhere. Shabbos has two, there are two aspects to Shabbos. There's the Kedusha Sayyim, the Kedusha Shabbos, and there are the Dinim of Shabbos, the Halachas of Shabbos. The din of Taisa Shabbos allows you to draw Kedusha Shabbos earlier. Anything tied to the Kedusha Sayyim, you could draw earlier, or Yamdif. Anything tied to Dinei Hayyim, the Dinei Hayyim are not necessarily tied to Kedusha Sayyim. The Dinim apply on when they apply. You have to shake a lulav on Sukkos. It has to be Sukkos. You can't draw that out. There's a distinction between the Kedusha of the day and the Dinim of the day. And there's a source for this, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that test learns out Taisa Shabbos and Taisa Shemitah. Taisa Shemitah, there's no, the Dinim of Shemitah don't apply in Taisa Shemitah. The Mefarshim on the blot pointed out Taisa Shemitah is a slightly different, the Tori Evan there discusses this. You can only draw Kedusha Shvius earlier through Taisa, not the Dinim of the day. So, Legabe the Dinim, things that are halachas hayayim, eating lechem, or eating in a sukkah, or eating chametz, Taisus Yantif doesn't affect that. The dinim of the yom are limited to the day. Only things that are tied to kedushas hayom, which is kiddush, or davening, which is also mekadesh haShabbos, davening aspects, or kiddush aspects, which are tied to kedushas hayom, that Taisus Shabbos could add.
That's how you could eat without kiddush.
And so that you can eat when?
You start Shabbos early.
No, the Chi of Kiddush is tied to Kedusha Sayyim. The Chi of Kiddush is Chal when you add. And it fits in and answers a kasha in the Gemara. It says, Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos. Rav Davind Ma'ariv early. So the Gemara says, it's Talmid Amastim, do you make Kiddush too? We bottle Mar. So what's the Ibaya? Shemin Esrei is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos that he did early. So what did he ask him? Do you make Kiddush? The Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos of Davening, he could say, so why can't he say the Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos of Kiddush? Terence says, they were asking him, is Kiddush, which is a mitzvah sayayim, is that tied to Kedusha Sayayim too or not? That would explain that, and he answered them, yes, that's also tied to Kedusha Sayayim. That would explain the sheet of the Magen Avraham and the way we name on the Ikra Lalacha, not like the Chumash Hadeshim. That even though Taisus Shabbos, you can make Kiddush earlier, which is a mitzvah d'iraisa, and that you could do earlier, but the Gabi other halachis, like Mechdachuk, Sfir Saimer, all dinim, Taisus Shabbos doesn't change the day. Because the Gabi Dinim, Dinim still apply. What?
Eating in the Sukkah is a din of Hashanah Rabbah.
It's a din Hayyim.
Of Hashanah Rabbah.
It's a din of Hashanah Rabbah.
Kedusha back can't change.
Right, because Kedusha back can't change. That's why the Magen Avraham says you can't eat outside of the Sukkah.
Is
in the Dinim. That's my suggestion.
Kedusha on Kal.
No, Kedusha is whatever you make it on. Alakais. That's Machta is Alakais.
What if you didn't have a shofar or a lulav? And it's Friday.
Yeah. The Kabbal Shabbos early?
The Kabbal Shabbos early.
You blow Shifer. You blow Shifer, according to this. Because Dine Ayayim, you still can. Okay, it's something we'll talk about. We'll talk about it. The Iker I just wanted to get out of here is a halacha people don't know. When you have a Kabbal Shabbos early, that a woman should do two bedikas lechatchila, one bedika before Kabbalah Shabbos, and one bedika before Laila. Okay, the other dinim of Hefsik Tara, we'll get back to it.